As we begin this practice this evening, know that you can do this practice with your eyes opened or closed, whatever seems more easeful, whatever seems to be a better idea for you in this moment. And welcome. Welcome here. You have arrived. And as the body begins to settle here, know that there's no way that you can do this practice wrong. There's no way you can do this practice wrong because there's nothing to do. And simply to be here, resting, is more than enough. And ideally, in the practice of yoga nidra, you become so easeful and comfortable that there is no desire for movement. But if at any time the body becomes uncomfortable, you are allowed to move, but just do so with a sense of awareness. And here at the beginning of practice, it can be very helpful to check in with the external world, remembering where we are in space and time, having awareness of where the body is resting, this place in space on planet Earth, this particular place, and also having an awareness of time, the time of the day, the time of the year, and even this time in your life, sort of placing a little marker down so that it'll be easy to come back later. It's also helpful at the beginning of practice to take some time to consciously relax the musculature of the head and face, noticing the brow of the head, allowing the brow to soften, both eyes, cheeks, nose, lips, jaw, chin, and throat soften and release. Allow the eyes to fall deep in the sockets, and allow the tongue to fall back from your teeth. And as you lie there breathing, with each breath, as it comes and goes, you can allow yourself to settle and release more and more. Letting go and being held. Letting go of the outside world and any ideas about yourself, and being held by the Mother Earth beneath us here. And we'll begin our practice with a simple affirmation, telling ourselves a short positive statement. This evening, I invite you to simply repeat to yourself the statement, I am whole. I am whole. The teachings of yoga bring us this idea that nothing need be added to or taken away for you to be perfect. You are a whole being already. And as we begin to investigate the various layers of our being, the human being, we'll begin with an awareness of the physical body, practicing sensing and feeling the physical body, feeling the body as sensation and simply welcoming anything that arises. We'll start this practice of sensing the body this evening by bringing awareness to the space in between the eyebrows, the eyebrow center point, sensing and feeling here. And then allowing awareness to move down to the space in between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat, simply feeling, simply noticing. Allow awareness to flow down the left shoulder, elbow, and wrist, into the palm of the left hand, feeling all sensations in the palm. Then noticing the tip of the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Sense and feel the left palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Back to this center of ourselves. And allow awareness to flow down the opposite, the right shoulder, elbow, and wrist, noticing sensations of the palm of the right hand, and bringing awareness to the tip of the right hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel the right palm and back up, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, to the space between the collarbones. And from here, allow awareness to move down to the space of the heart, behind the center of the breastbone. Feeling into this space of the heart, notice the left chest, the heart center. Feel the right chest and the heart center. Awareness moving down into the belly, the navel center behind the belly button, sensing and feeling here, and then allowing awareness to flow down to the base of the pelvis, this place in the body where we can sense our rootedness and groundedness. Feeling the body resting here, allow awareness to flow down the left hip, knee, and ankle, into the sole, the left foot, and the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the whole left foot and back up, left ankle, knee, and hip, to the base of the pelvis. Simply feeling, simply welcoming anything that arises. Allow awareness to flow down the right hip, knee, and ankle into the sole of the right foot, feeling this sensations in the sole of the foot, and noticing the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the whole right foot and back up, right ankle, knee, and hip, to the base of the pelvis. And we'll bring awareness up the body one more time here. And as we do it, have it be as if you could fill the space inside of the body with the light of conscious attention, filling the body from the inside out, starting at this place in the base of the pelvis and allowing awareness to fill the whole pelvic bowl, noticing all sensations in the pelvis, and then up to the navel center, feeling the whole space of the lower abdomen and belly, and then rising up into the space of the heart and allowing awareness to fill the upper torso and rib cage, all the lungs and heart filled with the light of conscious attention. and then moving up to the space between the collarbones, feeling the shoulders fill with this light, the whole throat and neck, just sensing and noticing. Then bring awareness up to the eyebrow center point and going back into the center of the head and filling the whole head with the light of conscious attention. Now the whole torso and head filled with this light, just noticing sensations, feeling the physical body. Then cultivate a whole body sensation. Sense and feel the whole physical body, from the crown of the head down to the tips of the toes, all the fingers, the whole body awareness. No way that you can do this wrong, simply experiencing the body here and now. And today, we'll also explore some spaces between. First, noticing how the body is meeting the floor, noticing the space between the body and whatever is supporting you. Just this space in between body and support. Then notice the space in between the lips, noticing how the lips are touching, then the space in between the eyelids. Again, body and floor, the space between the lips, how the lips are meeting. And the space in between the eyelids. Just exploring these spaces with awareness. Notice the space in between the fingers. All of the spaces in between the fingers, perhaps if the fingers are touching, how they're touching, just noticing this space in between. And the space in between the toes, noticing all the spaces there. Notice the space in between the legs. And then notice the space between the arms and the torso. All of these in between places. The space of awareness, which is yoga nidra, is the space in between being asleep and awake. And here, just noticing these spaces between the body parts. And notice how being aware of sensations inside the body is essentially non-different from noticing the spaces surrounding the body. Awareness inside, awareness outside, same awareness. And then bring awareness home to the space of the heart. Again, sensing and feeling in the heart space. The more we practice sensing here, the more we become in tune with our whole being, the wholeness of ourself. So much can be learned by sensing into this place in the body. So for the next minute or so, simply be here, aware and present in the space of the heart, welcoming anything that arises. And now we'll explore a pair of opposites. Today, working with awake and asleep. In this moment, from the outside, someone might mistake you as sleeping. The body is very still. The breath, even. And just notice this quality of resting here and now. Remembering maybe even what this quality of sleep, what does that feel like? What does it feel like to be resting here? Just this awareness of sleep. And allowing this to fade, consider being awake, being able to direct your conscious attention, knowing what is it like to be awake and aware, present here in the space of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. What is it like to be awake and aware? What does that feel like in the body? Just exploring this for a moment. And then consider, what would it be like to feel both awake and asleep at the same time? What would it be like to be both asleep and awake simultaneously? And is that even possible? And if it was possible, what would that be like? Just exploring that for a moment. And then allow this exploration of opposites to fade and again come home to the space of the heart. And next, I'm going to tell a short story. A story about a girl named Sally. And when Sally was very young, she used to play outside. She used to play outside in the woods by herself, alone. This was a very magical time. When Sally was young, just to be outside in nature, it was as if magic was everywhere. The trees and the plants, the animals and the sounds of the birds singing. It's like every moment she could hear music. And it was as if everywhere she looked was the most beautiful art. The sun shining through the trees, the flowers blooming in the springtime would always capture her full attention. And sometimes when Sally was in the forest alone, the fairies would come out and play with her. And they would teach her the mysteries of the forest. But as Sally, she grew older and went to school and eventually got a job, Sally didn't spend as much time outside, and Sally forgot about the magic. Her awareness would become trapped in the news of the world and what people think. Until one day, one magical day, Sally's friend, she took her for a hike through the woods up to the most beautiful view, and they planned to be there for sunset. And as Sally and her friend, they watched the sun setting across the earth. It was the most glorious sight, more beautiful than any work of art could ever capture. And in that moment, Sally, she remembered the magic which is always there. It's just a shift of perception away. And allow this story and these scenes to fade. And tune into the quality of simply being. Being presence, being awareness, being welcoming anything that arises, welcoming the totality of your being, simply to be here is more than enough. Notice the fact of awareness itself, and notice the ability to be aware. The teachings of yoga tell us that a fundamental quality of awareness itself is joy, the joy of awareness, that anything that seems to bring us joy from the outside is simply borrowing this joy which is always there. So notice here, in the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, what access do you have to joy? Can you feel joyful now, in this moment? For no reason. And how, in your life, can this joy of awareness begin to bubble up? Where would that even be possible? And also notice any quality of ease, peace, or equanimity that you feel now, rested and settled here and know that even now, your subconscious mind is making the necessary adjustments and arrangements so that this peace you feel here will begin to be available to you as you navigate the so-called external world. And as we begin to turn awareness outward once again, we'll step through each layer of our being, noticing the first, the inherent potentiality of your being, all of the potentials that exist inside of you. Be aware of this potentiality. And then notice the flow of universal life force energy pulsing through your being. Each breath, each beat of the heart, a manifestation of this universal life force energy. Each pulse of cognition, energy moving through you now. Notice the mind and the capacity for thought. Notice the heart and the capacity to feel emotions, noticing how all thoughts, all emotions arise and subside inside of awareness. And again, become aware of the physical body, your whole physical body, your body, lying on the floor, resting here. Feel the whole body here and now. And know that this practice of Yoga Nidra will soon come to a close. And I invite you again to repeat the affirmation that we began with, asserting to yourself the fact that I am whole. I am whole. And with a sense of curiosity, begin to externalize once again, inviting movement back into the physical body, perhaps wiggling the fingers or wiggling the toes, starting to shift and move gently, perhaps even inviting a deeper breath, a nice full inhale, inviting life herself to pulse through your being. And in this class, we take our time in the transition between inward facing and outward facing awareness. But in your own time, perhaps even begin to flutter the eyes open, inviting bigger movements, inviting a fullness of breath and a sense of curiosity as to how will this practice affect the rest of your day, the rest of your life? And how can you carry the benefits of this practice with you as you walk again into this world? And now this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Take your time. Enjoy the transition. Take at least a couple minutes to transition upright once again. We'll do a bit of a a walk around the space to get back into our bodies. But there's no rush. There is no lack. Take your time. Welcome back.